Blog Talk Radio.
Which is my mic?
Not this one.
Where's the camera?
She was a man.
What?
Okay, didn't we just get finished talking about this?
Moving on.
Papaya.
Papaya. I don't know how you can.
Hey, man.
I don't know how you got papaya from Popeyes. I don't know how you got there. But anyway, so Winwood has said that, you know, being black is what the cops see when they shoot you. This is what Wendy said. And then there's also one Twitter comment which says that, you know, if Paris allowed herself to be called white, then that means white girls are going to want to call themselves black. Wait, I said that wrong. If Paris says she wants to be black, then that means the white girls are going to say they want to be black.
But
hey, I cannot make you go to internet. That's like one of the tweets you will find. I cannot make this up, Sal.
Family is black, like noticeably black. Like her aunt is Janet Jackson, who is black. Her daddy was black. She's black.
Hey, all I got to say is that I don't make the rules.
Nobody made
those. I just live here. That shit, I just live here. Not for very long. Japan might be lit in a couple of years.
She want to become.
Man, Gail, what do you think?
I don't know what this girl looks like. Somebody show me a picture.
Picture Michael Jackson. Both number one style.
At which point in his life?
After his skin condition.
This is so wrong how we're doing this girl right now. This ain't even funny, man. Somebody show Miguel a picture.
Okay, all right.
So you know what, though?
Michael Jackson, after his skin condition, before his nose transplant.
So the thing is with me, also like this, this comes up with me a lot, and I'm like, so you know, it's like thing like when people say, you know, you're not black enough. Because I think somebody said to me, say, hey, you're not black. I'll say, well, I don't know what else I can be. I don't know if I'm not black or not. What the hell you want me to be, you know? Because I am blue. I look ugly.
But isn't it much more easier to just use Photoshop and turn her black? More black?
No, Steve, I don't think she can walk around with Photoshop permanently on her face.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
She's white.
You know what? Let me go ahead and put it like this. Halle Berry, who is biracial, all y'all do not know, now you do. She said that from a long time ago she was going to classify as a black woman because people were going to see her as a black woman. So,
yeah, if you see her white woman.
So
I'm like, I don't know.
You can't tell that someone's biracial by looking at them.
Yeah.
Like, so, in certain cases, you can because their skin color would be in between.
Yeah.
But it's also possible for you to be on the extremes on both sides.
Yeah,
very true.
Think about me. If I say I'm Asian rather than Middle Eastern, people look at me weird. I was like,
I mean, aren't you Asian?
Yeah, I am Asian.
Okay then.
Oh my God.
And people associate.
I did not know that. Let me stop right there. I'm just trying to be real right now.
But be all
right. But yeah,
yes, I'm here.
But Paris,
we're all here.
But Paris Jackson, everybody knows that Paris Jackson's father is black, regardless of his
condition or not. Not according to the UK, because that urban myth would have cast a white man to play Michael, but you know what, though? It is what it is.
Let's move on.
Shia LaBeouf yells at Nazi and is arrested at anti-Trump art show. And the reactions are just what y'all think they are. People were upset that he yelled at a Nazi.
Isn't that Shia LaBeouf being Shia LaBeouf?
No, that's Shia LaBeouf actually doing something right.
Yeah. And Shia LaBeouf is Jewish. So, well, actually, this story is kind of because, like, I hear that he attacked him.
Oh, it makes sense now, doesn't it?
Yeah, so, all I got to say is, though, leave, you know. I really don't know what to say on this. So what y'all got to say on this? Charlotte is Jewish.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Yeah, I did.
Even Stevens told you. Stevens, the whole episode was like a Hanukkah episode, bro.
I must have missed that one.
I did, like 3 years ago, fun time that episode. Hey, turn up. But yeah, so honestly.
Some people believe the World War II didn't even happen.
Let's go like this, like,
exactly.
Really quickly. If you want to yell at a Nazi.
But think about it like this. There are people who don't believe that global warming is a thing. Of course, they're not going to believe global warming.
And one of them is the one of the most powerful person on earth.
I'm still waiting for the purge because then we can plan.
The purge? Girl, I'll wait for the Hunger Games to start to be like, I volunteer to make they casket. I don't know this thing. I'm too old. Y'all don't want me, bro. Y'all don't want me.
The first annual Hunger Purge.
What did I say? What did I say? If Trump is going to be the purge, it's going to be the Hunger Games. Not then we just going to get both with Trump. I better get a freaking botany degree quick, because then I'm going to make food, man. But you know what? True. Let's understand.
But if you make food, you have a target on your head. You're the first person to get caught.
Bitch, I can disappear.
Not really, because that means during the purge,
you can't see me. You can't see me.
Oh,
okay, so really, of course, my friend Eric Wright, he is free. He's back to protesting. So now you know what I got to say to this, y'all.
And if no one else is making bad food, if
you have like a guy like Negan, he'll kill a resourceful person just to get a.
Negan's already here. He's just trying to do everything his way for the government. And plus, Negan makes deals with people. If you don't agree with his deal, then he kills.
I'm on fire today.
You are.
Then he's on fire.
I'm hired. My office sweat is like brand new.
You're wearing a jacket.
It's
my office sweater. Don't do that.
He's on fire.
You wrong for that. But don't, let me tell you very quickly. If you want to yell, if you want to protest, I'm good with that. But don't hit nobody. Because like one of the KKK supremacists, we were just punching the face, not one. But twice. I do not approve violence at all. But you know what though? If they provoke you, they try to go for you, hit them back. But if not, just leave them be, man. Like seriously, though, just leave them be. Because now
that was the rule at that time. He was talking shit, so he got hit.
He got hit though, yeah. But any last on the thoughts from this? Any last on the thoughts? Any last one? Come on. Speak your mind.
Bam, bitch went down.
I'm going to kick you out.
Bam, black person.
My bitch went back. Any final thoughts on Shia LaBeouf? Any last one? Turn up.
We should pull up that song, Shia LaBeouf.
No,
dude. No.
What's the other one?
Yeah.
I've heard that song. No,
it's really good.
Well, some of the remixes that people did, it was pretty awesome.
Oh, it had a remix, so it must have been. It had a remix.
Or
well, do you know what though? You know, the remixes get thrown at us just like be randomly made. Even songs that were like horrible.
Sometimes they do better than the original song.
Yeah, so Sal, we may not be able to talk about this real. I just want to go comment real quick. So Donald Trump, he did bring the country together. He brought the world together in protest of him.
He was actually ticked off because the woman's margin was
dead. He was like, why didn't these people vote? I'm like, bro, a lot of people did vote. So, I mean, you know, and it's like to be like up in the UK. Because they don't live it, so they can't vote. So, you know, I mean, so I want to say this real quick. As a president, instead of saying, you know, like, why didn't people, you should, like, address it and be like, hey, whatever you don't, like, say something that you know.
Or, you know, he's going to do
the. He's going to go straight. This is what like, he always says. It makes no sense to me, though, because as of right now, the reason why people don't like you mostly, because you won't get rid of Twitter. And you tweet whatever comes to your mouth. Melina, how you say your name, baby? If you want to focus on cyberbullying, huh?
Melania?
I knew it. Melania, if you want to focus on cyberbullying, baby, start in your home. Take away his phone. She actually said in the interview, say, I tried, but he won't listen. I said, girl, you make him. You snatch the phone away from him.
Can we just say that everybody needs to stop slut-shaming this lady?
She is
the first lady, and the, technically, no pun intended, to be the first lady to do the, you know, the
model. She had to do what she had to do to survive.
That's understandable.
I do not know her entire story, but I do know one thing. She does
did
not.
Did she do this before or after she was married to Shia? Because if she did this after,
she
I just kind of.
She's like a hot spot. So I want to say, look, whether you like Donald Trump or not, leave his wife and his children will. Leave his youngest alone.
Leave the Pop Mizuko alone.
Wait, Leave Ivanka alone, because she hasn't done nothing wrong. Leave
Ivanka alone. And leave Tiffany. I like Tiffany.
Tiffany,
like, she'd be a great best friend. Say, Tiffany, girl, where you going, girl?
Oh, girl,
you going to a fence. I can't go with you, girl. You know, I'm broke, baby.
Let's just hope that.
Unless
you don't
pay for me, then I'll go.
Let's just hope that.
I like the possible super happening.
You, but you know, though.
It's Avatar.
Shia?
Hey. You know what, though? Let me just, like, really quick, if you can find a meme out there and it says American Horror Story, the White House, share it. So I can laugh at it again. Those were found like American Horror Story, the inauguration. American Horror Story, the White House. American Horror Story, the Orange Cheeto Puff.
American Horror Story.
That's when I literally closed my computer and I was just like, done. One commenter said, dance up, dance up. Okay, Miguel, we hear you. Okay, we hear you.
Did you just really
dance up? He did. But also, one commenter, my friend Erica, she said, she doesn't even look like she wanted this life.
She didn't.
Her husband dragged her into, which I really.
Did you see this lady's face? She felt very.
She was like,
you
know that picture? You know that meme of the dog just sitting there with cats? I don't know what I'm doing. I was like, that's me, because I don't know what I'm going to have to solve. I was like, dang, she really don't know what she's doing, though. But you know what, though? I'm going to give her a chance. And, you know, she does not deserve all this. She ain't do nothing to y'all. She ain't say nothing to y'all. The only thing she's guilty of is being married to a man that a majority of the world.
Well, no, she may
the
turn
world
out to be,
does not like. So yeah,
she may turn out to be salty.
Yeah. So yeah, we are going to skip Miss Chrisette Michelle. I'm going to send her my prayers because no matter if you agree with her performance at the inauguration, that get out of my face. No matter what you agree with her performance at the inauguration, now she did it. Let it go. This makes no sense for her get on the backlash.
She did it for money. I'll leave it for that alone.
I don't believe that she did it for money, but you know.
I mean, would you do it for money?
You damn right.
And he's like, Dion, what you coming for? I was like, how much you offering? $1 million? On day, the Republicans, they have come along. Listen to the song. My love. Is that how it goes?
My love.
Moving on.
He gets rude. Oh, yeah, another comment just that Ivanka even advocates for women's rights. So, yeah.
Like, did you see Hillary Clinton with her all-white pantsuit?
You know, Hillary knew what she was doing. She knew exactly what she was. We ain't going to talk about Hillary right now. So,
like, look at her supporting women's rights with her all-white pantsuit.
Yeah, so, like, we're just going to move on to, like, the last 14 minutes of the show. We're going to look at, like, you know, movies, TVs, and games. Are you ready for key?
Hell yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So now we're skipping that. Yeah, let's go on.
What?
To
no.
So, a dog's purpose. So apparently the allegations were false.
Oh, yeah.
Dennis Quaid came out of saying that I would have walked if there was any sign of animal abuse going on at that time. And the video from TMZ, well, apparently, like all videos, it was not shown in full. Apparently, the...
When you shot at different angles than...
No. He was trying to get the dog comfortable in the water, and they pulled the dog as soon as the dog came up. The only person who should have only released half of TMZ. So, like I said, a pretty thing would have you telling a complete bold faced lie.
So they still will go through backlashes.
Somebody help me. What happens to TMZ?
They will still go through backlashes. I mean, how did they get the other previous dog movies done? That's how most people got it done.
Yeah, pretty sure. So, if you want to read the entire thing, please check out EP Online. Just Google Sir Dennis Quaid, a dog for BTLN article. Should it come up with a whole full quote? Check that out for me. And let's move on to the Oscar nominations really quickly. La La Land with 14 nominations. Isn't that lit? I haven't seen it yet. I want to see it. It sounds good, doesn't it? La La Land. I think
it's La La Land.
La La Land with Leo? Wait, is it Leo DiCaprio? Does anybody know?
It's not. It was Ryan Gosling.
Yeah. Go Ryan, bro. 14 nominations, bro. I already know it was Leo DiCaprio for a second. My bad.
Or wait. Which musical one? It's a musical movie, right?
I think it is. La La.
Yeah, it's Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling.
And Emma Stone, I think.
I don't think he acts enough for me. I'm just happy that I'm glad he came, but he getting that work. Because I think he's like one of them overlooked actors, and people don't notice.
Yeah, people.
Speaking of black people, the Oscar nomination got some color this year. Some
Is that by any chance M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
I like that baby.
Flint is doing well. Flint is doing very well, like one of the highest grossing movies right now in 2017. Go M. Night.
He makes good
horror. This is going to be your comeback. I knew this was going to be your comeback film. That too. So other nominees include Moonlight, which has 8 nomination senses, starring Denzel Washington, with 4 Hidden Figures, with 3, and that's just the sum up. So I want to pose a question right now. Do y'all, right now, can't pronounce my words, do y'all think that, because these are the last 3 I mentioned were Black movies, POC movies, so do y'all think that, you know...
Hey, Split's a colored movie. For the director, that's what it
is. It came out after the nomination came. Maybe next year, but maybe next year. Let it go.
Get out.
Let it go. So, do y'all think that the Oscars will continue this next year? Because I know it's the pattern with the Oscars. Like, we're going to nominate a lot of Black movies 1 year, none the next year.
No, it depends.
People get upset.
No. It depends if they make a lot of movies next year. They don't.
There was a lot of Black movies made last year that were. That was not like a lot for Oscar, you know. Straight Outta Compton.
True.
Barbershop. Three.
I haven't seen Barbershop.
A lot of great movies, critically acclaimed films, were snubbed, which were Black movies last year by the Oscars.
A lot of them were comedy too. So this one, I think the series, if they do a series movie, they get a lot of attention.
But like I said, a lot of movies were serious movies that got snubbed. So I wanted I'm calling it right now, hashtag OscarSoWhite3. I hope they prove me wrong with this. So, you know, any last thoughts on this? Move on, because the title of this show is called Let's Celebrate Resident Evil. And inside they take up like this week, Resident Evil 7 was released to great reviews.
One with the crazy house where
if you just sit there and you keep playing because you don't want to put it down.
Yeah.
Very true. But yeah.
My brother did with that. No, it was funny because like the next day his best friend came up to him, wrapped his arm around his neck. He's like, "So, Eric, how does it feel to spend $70 on a game you beat in a day?"
I know that feels.
That's why I'll be like,
I'll be like, bro.
I want to make an announcement.
Chip Check Games at Humble Bundle PD 2 is for selling for $1.
Get your deal.
Yeah.
Get all your deals. Get your deals.
Payday 2.
Get your deals.
I mean, I'm not getting paid today, but, you know.
I got to pay. But I have to pay bills. But get your deals. Get all your gaming, movie, TV show deals.
Oh, speaking of which, if you get the $40 deal, you get the John Wick DLC with Payday 2. Also, 2 movie tickets to John Wick.
I haven't seen the first one. I'm gonna
catch up on the first one, then watch it.
I don't know, this can't be like probably like the first 3. I watched
them
like all the one DA pages.
Keanu Reeves, though.
Everybody loves Keanu, though. He made a great Gambit. Anyway.
Imagine Keanu Reeves switched with Will Smith.
True.
During Matrix.
Remember that later. But yeah, anyway, check out Resident Evil 7, number 1 game in America right now. I think numerous critically acclaimed reviews, even though there are some bugs people had with the game, but you know, they still love it regardless. Resident Evil, the final chapter, came out in theaters today. Already grossed $35 million on a $40 million budget. Go Resident Evil, the final chapter. So much you know it, though, sadly. Film critics are never too nice in these films, so the film has already got like 40% on Rotten Tomatoes. Critics hate the movie, but you know what, though? One thing you cannot deny is that this will be like, I think, the first video game film franchise which has reached $1 billion. You cannot deny that. Milosevic is basically rich for that. You know, people kept coming back to see them for her birthday. I know I did. I was like, yes, girl, kill them, Zombie girl. And she's like, you might work at a motivation. I was like, hey, wait, no, not that much. I can do all that shit. She does. I'm breaking my back. But yes, so check out Resident Evil, the final chapter, in theaters today. I know I'm going to go see it because I want to
meet them. Oh, you know.
Hey, we've known.
But Don't do that.
Moving on. Crickets.
You're all going to die down here.
All right, Red Queen.
Anyway, get that one?
I got it.
Turn up again. You live, bro. I want to see you. Is it funny? Show me later.
Yeah.
Rob, you haven't said anything yet, bro. So, Rob, tell me, do you like X-Men?
Why?
Yeah, they're okay. Do you like X-Men? Are you excited for the X-Men TV pilot, which is happening now?
I had no idea.
Well, then let me tell you about
it. Is it animated or live action.
That is a very good, because like, unlike Legion, which comes out of nowhere, if you're researching that, I mean, Jen based on Professor Xavier's son. Unlike Legion, which has no ties to the X-Men film franchise whatsoever, This X-Men TV series will have direct ties to the films, and characters from the films will be making direct appearances. So, have to see it first to believe, because honestly, I don't think they should call it X-Men since it doesn't focus on the X-Men. So, why the plot of like a mother and father takes away their runaway child who's a mutant behind them by the government, and they're going
so one singular X-Men.
Morlocks. That's what that sounds.
And they're going underground with other music. So it's
Morlock.
It sounds like a Morlock TV series, in my opinion, not more of X-Men, but you know, hey. Anything,
it works. It might work.
We're going to get anything X-Men, I'm going to go see it.
No,
so.
So.
I was very sad to X-Men Apocalypse. I would never say it was horrible. I know. Mm-hmm. I can't look at that line.
It was some good moments.
Jean Grey, she saved it for
okay
me, bro. She
moments.
Saved it. She
yeah,
saved
there was
it.
Some okay
she
moments.
Saved it.
Like, when Psylocke, you know, cut that car in half, I was like, all right. So
they could have done
you
a lot
of the best
more
parts of the whole movie. We don't like
she
that
hauled ass, so they couldn't find it no more.
We need one whole, like, dedicate the X-Men. We need just one whole episode. I think we can go in on ourselves together now. We need, like, a group team.
I'm almost sick of, like, seeing, like, five heroes going up against one villain. You know that's going to be an overpowering fight.
Not looking at X-Men Apocalypse. That's kind of like an underwhelming fight to me. Honestly, that's what kind of feel like. It kind of feel like, you
no,
know.
No, from the heroes. Heroes.
Okay,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, like, so when you get, like, the, like, the last few minutes of it, the battle, I kind of feel like, oh, wow, they could have done
like
so much more.
Like,
it was adding up, like, the whole Jean Grey thing, which was not needed, you
they
know?
Didn't come up with a good villain, too. I don't know why.
Same, because X-Men, speaking of that, X-Men Supernova, the next X-Men film, I read, filming should begin this year in Montreal, Canada, I don't think I said that right, and this one will be based on, wait for it, the Dark Phoenix saga. I don't know how it's going to go. They didn't really do it justice.
Dark Phoenix sucks.
Don't you ever. Don't you ever. Don't utter those words. Yeah, again.
I said Dark Phoenix.
It doesn't matter.
It has Phoenix in his name. Don't you do. But yeah, anyway, X-Men Supernova, which will have be the Dark Phoenix saga.
Why can't she just be called Phoenix?
She is called Phoenix, but when she's there, she's dark.
Yeah,
because
Phoenix
kind of feeds off your emotions
and magnetizes. Thank you guys for coming. So, you know, I like it when she's dark. I like when she's never in the chat. She's cool. But yeah, X-Men Supernova is set to begin filming this year in 2017. Check it out. And Deadpool. We get it. I've got her name already. But so for you listening on Blog Talk Red Sale, this live stream will end, I think, in about another minute.
90
oh,
seconds.
But he's going, you know, we don't get it. But you know, like, but Deadpool 3 is already in production and it's set to lead up into the X-Force being assembled.
Wait,
they're
starting
on
Deadpool
3? Deadpool
2 hasn't been in the Deadpool right. Probably done, yeah. I mean, it's not done. I bet they're in the middle of, like, the graphics production, because usually filming-wise...
They haven't started filming Deadpool 2 yet, though.
No.
They're still looking for Cable.
I think they're probably done with filming, because filming usually doesn't take a month or two.
Not if they're still looking for...
We're looking for...
I thought they only found one.
No. They're still...
They can film, like, all of the other
now,
parts, but they still need to find Cable so they can film his part.
As of right
either
now,
Cable's part is very short, or there's a...
I don't care if it has like a bigger role, like a big role in this film. I feel like, you know,
okay,
we need like, honestly, we need like some fresh faces in the X-Men universe. That's why I love Deadpool.
At least for Deadpool, like, they could hire that would actually work.
Yeah. I feel like we need
like you don't have to pay, well, one, you don't have to pay big bucks for a name brand person to play that character, but you can also give a chance for new people.
Yeah, very true, though. Very true.
Yeah.
But, you know, though, like I said, I like when it's fresh faces because after all, you get tired of being like, you know, the same as that character go back and forth in X-Men, like, see, bro. Because, you know, like, I like X-Men Apocalypse because we got to see fresh character.
Yeah, we did.
Fresh character. We got X-Men Apocalypse. It was like, you know, Jean, Scott, Storm, some new people that was trying
show
to
show the others, basically.
Show other X-Men, you know, and show them in their prime and glory. You know, that's my opinion, too. And
I mean, like,
don't know.
It's been, what, about 50 years those comics by now? They, you have the people.
Very true. So, any last thoughts,
Colin? And there's a lot of people that don't know there are different groups. There are multiple teams. Like, it's the gold team, the blue team.
It goes, you know, so, like I said, I want to like something fresh and new. That's one of the rumors are true that they just reboot X-Men out of the Deadpool film series. I would love to see a more brighter tone X-Men. You know, it's working good for the MCU.
I mean,
It's working good for them.
Go too much in the action. Try to show the people behind the action.
Develop the character.
It hasn't really been there for like a lot of people depressed, but you don't see that much care because they put so much into like one film.
But I feel like they also need a director who emphasizes on personality. Also,
seriously.
Also explosion like Michael Bay.
Dance off.
Really? Okay. All right, guys, we have 10 more segments left on the show. Thank you so much for listening so much. I am Deion Dare from the GNU Shade Room. Last year, subscribe to the Deion Dare Network. Say bye, guys.
Simple tequila.
Bye. See you next week. Peace out.
Much love.
And thank you for watching on the live stream. To whoever you, Erica, Miguel, Pants Off, Dance Off, I see you, bro. And that is it. To you people listening right now, over the minutes supposed to go, thank you so much. And like, share, subscribe to the Under Network. Share this episode, like all the episodes in turn, because we're just fucking funny people. Whoa! We'll see you guys later.
Wait, are you closing it?
Somebody stop the live stream.
Wait, don't stop it. Don't
what
stop.
You mean? Don't stop. What? I want to go.
I'm going to be streaming Shadow Mordor. Well,
but key, they can't
video
even,
recording.
They
video
can't
recording.
Even see you.
Oh, my God.
Okay, stop the recording.
Yeah,
that was a good show. Ralph,
I feel
you could have said more, Ralph. I feel you could have said more.
I never know anything.
Next week, you find a topic and you lead us into the discussion. You find us.
Or even if the stuff we talked about, you can randomly say something. Even if you don't know, just say, hey, I don't know that.
So keep that.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
What's
the key?
Your face. That's what's up.
Your mama's face.
And your mama's face.
Boy, you don't know my mama's mom.
Yeah. You don't know my mom.
I have a stamp right now. Bring my grandma here. I have a stamp. Somebody give me a candle. Give me a candle and some fake blood. That's what I was like when Krillin dies again.
But Goku has died more than Krillin.
No. They're long
time.
You know, it's kind of even now with Beerus and Wiz. Because the Earth has been destroyed a couple times.
No, Goku still has died more than anybody. Goku has died more than anybody I have ever known.
I mean, most people you know dies only once.
Even in Dragon Ball Z, he's died more times than anybody.
Is there a character like that? What about
he died more times than him, too.
Yeah. I mean, what? How?
Because Goku always died. Every time
Goku dies, then he goes, trains in the spirit world, then comes back,
I'm back from the dead.
Goku,
come on, let's be honest. He's the worst father ever.
He is. Technically, yeah. I don't know how his children are all grown up into intelligent demons.
Because of their mom.
He died before Goten was born.
He died while Gohan was a child.
He left Piccolo to raise his kids.
Piccolo.
I feel like a lot of like guys that have Piccolo and their dad like that show.
Yeah. Piccolo
really,
Piccolo
like that's a good
on.
Character.
Yeah.
That was
technically speaking, like if you look through the show, you can tell Gohan is closer to Piccolo.
The only time that he calls up on Goku is when they do an attack and Piccolo don't know the commitment.
Yeah, and even in Dragon Ball Super, well, watching it last Saturday,
Piccolo takes care of
the
grandchild.
He's personally
getting
Piccolo a picture from their wedding that had him in.
I mean, Piccolo takes care of the grandchild more than Goku, though, so...
Yeah.
Because that's his grandchild.
Basically,
Japan responds to Piccolo more than she responds to Goku.
Respond to any other? Can you say it, actually? She respects that one.
She respects Big Green.
Chi-Chi don't respect nobody.
If Chi-Chi respects... Piccolo, then that's on you.
Yeah.
No, because I remember him saying he was staying with them at
one
point, and she yelled at him and Goku to go learn how to drive.
But ever since then, you know if she...
But he doesn't eat if she threatens him with no food.
Yeah. I don't eat.
That is just funny.
Grappling
might want to
go home.
Really?
Damn.
Oh, have you seen Shadow Morgan? It's kind of bothering.
My God, Resident Evil 7.
The game in between.
Well, a lot of people were like, they couldn't.
Because I was watching a group play it, and it was like, chill, when Mia goes berserk, it was telling you, like, you have to make sure to shoot her and everything. It's like, yeah. Someone comes at you with a chainsaw and you have a gun, duh, you're finna shoot them. It was even funnier
because
they kept telling
the guys,
shoot her in the head.
I mean, before Ben was there, Ben was mentioning shit all the time. I got annoying. And there was JVL and Jay.
It's gonna bother stuff now.
I think Ariel became a good member of the podcast group.
But I
became a good member of the podcast. Yeah, I didn't need to leave, but I mean, what the hell? Are you leaving?
Yeah.
Why?
I have an hour drive home.
What video games do you have? We have Rocket League.
You have to pay for it? Okay, then I don't have anything.
Do you have Payday 2?
Yeah.
We can play that.
At Nature Valley, we know that you have to put good in here to be great out there. Real good energy.
Where do you play?
Here? I just want to skip to the part about the chainsaw.
I will drive
there. I know it's all 5 minutes, man.
But, After next week,
yeah.
Why?
Don't
be asking. I only get 5 days a month.
Oh, then
yeah,
don't worry about playing at home. I would suggest, like, if you're here most of the time,
out there, Randy, I cannot fucking wait to play the game. I'm glad that I really am. I'm literally just going to get
He's playing.
That's me. Something behind
me. Watch what she does.
You probably unfucked the game.
Stop.
I mean, you're chill.
Oh, screwdriver.
Alan controls that
one. Yeah, that's part of the game.
Feel like you're flat.
Oh my God! 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 Oh my God
Wait up. I'm done with